Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
All right, let me just tell you. I probably should tell you this off air, but I'm going to tell you now. He's in town tonight, so there's no calling anybody a crooked youth pastor or anything like that.
I mean, you think I care about Manny Diaz and his feelings?
I mean, he's here, dude. He's probably riding around listening to us. He already don't like me. Like, can we just – I'm sure that there is an overflow crowd at the Golden Corral for his – or wherever they're meeting.
Chili's.
Chili's?
Yes.
I'm sure it's like they're bursting out the door. I'm sure. I just – let's try not to have any problems.
So don't say his offensive line coach looks like Voldemort.
No, not when we go on air. No.
So –
yeah, let's keep this civil tonight.
I mean, he does look weird. Manny does too, but not
Manny,
as
Manny
weird.
Manny looks normal, man.
Not as weird. That picture with the smile, it's a little creepy.
I mean, you got to understand, he probably takes a million pictures a night, like he's just busting out smiles. I mean, I think Manny's a normal-looking dude.
Cool. Good for Manny. I'm glad he's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's drumming up support here in the 904.
All three of them.
Seeing the alum.
Is that where JJ is? JJ's at the Manny Diaz event.
JJ and Leon?
Yeah.
Holding it down?
I don't know if Leon's there. Big serious, man. Those.
Man, they're tight now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, he was on what's it called? XL Primetime. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Manny and Jimmy were on at the same time?
Manny was on, and then Leon was talking about how they were hanging out later, smoking a cigar. And
Manny smokes cigars.
Apparently so. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think they're tight.
So what you're saying, don't say he looks like a crooked youth.
No, person. No.
I like one of their coaches.
Go ahead.
Coach Trout. Oh. Coach Todd. Coach Todd's good people.
I've never had a
problem.
I
don't dislike any of them.
That was my deal. I've never had a problem with any of them until they started some of this nonsense, and then I still don't have a problem with them. I actually, in full confession, I have reached out to Coach Diaz.
Is it Diaz?
Whatever. Diaz, isn't that from Bad Boys?
Yes.
I have reached out to him. We got to pull that sound, by the way. How we don't have that already, I don't know.
The Bad Boys?
Yes, when he's... I can picture it in my head. I'm going to find it at the break. I've reached out. I just don't get anything in return, which is cool. That's fine. But then just don't go talking about me. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, when it happened, and I don't even think it was Manny. I think it was one of his coaches.
No, I mean, Manny still doesn't know. He can't wrap his mind around.
But it wasn't him directly.
No.
Was it?
It was Manny directly still can't wrap his mind around.
Me doing the Gator Chomp?
No, not that. But he doesn't understand why a certain guy, certain player just chose to pick Georgia over Miami. Like, it just doesn't make sense to him.
And he's blaming that on me still?
Well, I don't know if he blamed it on you, but it just had to be something.
But my point
it
is,
it couldn't be the fact
my
that
beef wasn't with Manny originally.
Gotcha.
I don't think it was him.
So
I think it was somebody
else. I respect Manny taking up for it. If his boys got a beef,
right,
he rides with him.
Right, cool. But at some point, like, we just have to shake hands because I got a whole stable of guys.
The Georgia Tech guys seem to have gotten over it.
No, they haven't.
And they're going after some of your guys?
Oh, all of them. I got like seven of them that they're recruiting.
You would think they would be like, you know what? So I can increase my odds on the seven.
Yeah, let me give them a holler.
Let me just like not.
That one actually bothers me more because I've known a couple of those guys for a while.
Really?
Yeah. That one actually kind of bothers me. What is it with the Adidas schools?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all Adidas tonight.
When you get enough La Maritas in you, mm-hmm. Like you start feeling a little froggy, man.
What is a La Marita?
So that's what they were serving at the coaches' convention. Like the little, it's not quite beer, but it's like a fruitier version of beer.
Fruity beer.
That's what they were bragging about.
No, don't nobody brag about drinking La Maritas.
Giving the coaches Bud Light La Maritas.
They go to ABC at least.
Oh, I'm gonna assume they went to ABC.
Do they sell La Maritas at ABC?
Yeah, in the like they have a little small corner.
Is that by the flowers?
Yeah, it's by the flowers and in the fruity wines and things like that. So
I've never had a Limerita. I'm not going to cuss it until I try it, but I'm probably not going to try it.
Nah, that's not my thing. I like my alcoholic beverages masculine.
Like margarita not masculine?
I mean, nothing wrong with
like
it.
If you're on a beach.
Yeah, like if you're if I'm in Jamaica, I'll go drink something festive.
A strawberry daiquiri. Like everybody.
Nothing wrong with that, but like
frozen, right?
All
right.
So if we're hanging out,
right?
And
what are we
kicking,
doing?
Let's just say we're at a bar.
Okay.
Local watering hole.
Okay. Just us.
Or okay. The Sports Den crew. We're watching a game.
It's straight whiskey.
And you come up and we're like, you know what? Drinks are on me. I got you.
Though. Right.
Don't even worry about it, Denny or whoever. Mm-hmm. I got the first rounds on me. You know, somebody comes up and says, you know, give me Jack and Coke. I won't judge them. It's a good drink.
Right.
You know, you say you want a different type of whiskey.
Give me a Maker's Mark.
Yeah, Maker's Mark. That's fine. Give me an Old Fashioned. That's a really good mixed drink that nobody should judge you on.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, and everybody else is me, give me my scotch, double shot, neat, please.
If somebody mixes in a beer.
Yeah, beer, no problem.
Give me a Miller Lite.
Miller Lite,
yep.
Pops, once again,
really cold.
Real chilled.
Really cold.
And then somebody comes and says, I have a strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah.
It's just the timing. It's just not really.
No, you're right.
Now, if you're with your wife and
at the beach,
and you guys want something nice, I mean,
TGI Fridays.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I mean, you know, you gotta do your thing. I'm glad. You know, Miami's done a pretty good job recruiting Jacksonville, and everybody
Miami,
was here.
Everywhere is by the beach, so
yeah. I mean, maybe. They have mixologists and stuff.
On
I guess
staff.
It's different when you have a mixologist on staff. That's very clutch.
It's a boss move, actually.
You know what I would really like to do, knowing that that's there, I bet, like, when the kids go out and they do their recruiting stuff.
Right.
And they recruit the parents, that'd be pretty cool to just see.
Making drinks for
my
mom.
My man just whip out the drinks and just start mixing them.
Making the drinks for mom. I like that.
I mean, to call yourself a mixologist, you got to be good, right?
He didn't really call himself that, did
he? Well, no, I'm just saying that was his profession. That's what they call him down in Miami.
But he didn't. I mean, that's not.
I mean, he just was a bartender.
He's a bartender.
But they call the bartenders at high-end establishments. They give. It's like a it's like secretaries, administrative assistant. Nothing wrong with that.
It's a big resume booster.
Janitor is a
What do you have to do to be a mixologist? So you got to pass like a test?
I think it's a certain school for it.
Is it?
Ooh, so he went and got education for it.
Mm.
Nice. I ain't even hating on that.
I think Matt really doesn't know. But
no, I got no idea.
Yeah, I think he just made that up.
Oh, okay. I thought that, I'm bad. I was really giving them the,
There could be a school out there for it. Who knows?
I mean, he was a DC, but
this is what
for like a couple months. No, maybe
he
a
was
month.
In DC?
He was a DC. They Rick promoted him.
Oh, a DC. Oh,
he
yeah.
promoted him
yeah.
a defensive coordinator, and then when your homeboy, you think typically when your homeboy comes and gets a job, you'd be like, hey.
Sweet.
But then he got put back to DBs. Just
DBs. A mixologist.
Is it like a higher grade?
Let's see. What's the difference between a bartender and a mixologist? That's what we want to know, right?
Right.
Mm. A mixologist cares about the drink. A bartender cares about the customer.
Oh. Would you want to care about the customer? Maybe it's about the flash and the show. A mixologist puts on a show.
That's the owner of a bar's opinion. There's like a bunch of them here. This is a volatile subject in the bar community.
I actually did find some schools here for bartending school, even here in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
So that is the thing.
So you think that's where he's going to recruit coaches?
I mean, it's a possibility.
I mean, you always got one thing hard to find is good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So you
if you
always
can find
have
somebody
to,
that can do both, you think they got somebody that can cut hair?
That would be nice.
Mm. The difference between a bartender and a mixologist would be intent and preparation. A mixologist has the intent that every drink they put out will be a measure of the quality and merit as a bartender. With that said, I prefer to be called a bartender. It seems nowadays the title mixologist carries with it an air of pretentiousness and self-righteousness.
Mm.
And somebody else says, all in all, a mixologist is a bartender who specializes in the creation and execution of cocktails. Mm. Somebody's calling themselves an intoxicologist.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure their company don't really like that. But as long as you're getting your drinks, your mixes at ABC, I don't care what you call yourself.
Man.
As long as you walk in there with the Sports Den shirt, which you're not going to because we don't have any. Walk in there and just yell Sports Den. No, don't do that. You may get arrested. just go to ABC. Or go, I'll tell you how you identify yourself. Go to thehumidor.com, type in Sports Den when you check out, and then you get 20% off and free shipping.
That's always nice. People like saving money.
309 says, Matt is way too chipper. I need JJ's depressed voice to return. No offense, Matt. You're great, too.
That is true. I am a little more animated than JJ.
JJ's like, I'm going to die soon. Why are you calling here?
Man, why are you worried about this? Manny's in town. I don't even know why I'm working. That would be JJ.
Oh, man. So anyway, that was the whole point, is just to let you know.
Did Manny text you?
No.
Or just people told you Manny was in town?
I hit her. No, I mean, I saw it on Twitter. Somebody posted it, and then I actually heard, like, the first 30 seconds of his interview.
Was he in studio?
No, he called in. Okay. And then I text our boy and said, hey, you hanging out with Manny tonight? And he said they had text back and forth, but he couldn't get off work in time. So
everybody was here. Browse was in town. Harlan Barnett was in town. I know the offensive line coach.
Why is Browse in town?
He went over to Sandalwood to go see Sims.
I don't really – I like Kendall, but I don't – I like Coach Browse. I don't think he's a recruiting type.
Not really, but he's going to focus on his quarterbacks, make sure they're still progressing, doing what he wants them to do.
In fact, it looks like he's in pain when he has to recruit.
The picture that they show was pretty good. It looked like he was having a good time at Sandalwood's practice.
I mean, if he's just going to see Jeff, that's one thing. But he seriously does. If you like go to FSU when they got recruits in, and he looks like he's miserable.
No. Who looks like they're miserable when they're around people is Clements.
Which one's that?
The offensive line coach. When I saw him, I was like, he looked like, man.
He don't do people in
general?
Yeah,
I don't know why these people are around me. I'm ready to go yell at some people.
Yeah.
I came here to do a job.
Your boy that wears the faded sweatsuit everywhere?
Coach Kelly?
Dude loves life.
I mean, he's old.
He just likes people.
He's been living a long time. That's why he doesn't look like he's in his 60s. But he's up there, man.
Yeah. He was everywhere. I thought that was Willie's dad.
I could see that.
I went on that assumption like up until we left.
I told him I loved him in The Equalizer.
I don't even know what The Equalizer is.
Denzel. I thought it was Denzel for a second.
Does he wear the same thing every day?
Every time I've ever seen him, he's in a gray sweats.
Matt, he wears this. Like, when we say gray sweats, you would think just gray. No, it's faded. It looks like it's from the 60s, the FSU logo.
Like, it might be the original logo, which is why I respect them.
It may be the original sweater they ever made.
I got to see a picture of that.
Just Google David Kelly. I promise you won't see him in a polo shirt.
No, you'll see him in that. I wonder, is his, like, bio picture? Is it EY or LY?
LY.
David Kelly, FSU. I want to see this. Images. Oh, no, he kind of cleaned up. All right, there it is. There it is. About halfway down the page. There it is. He's rocking it. Now, you can barely read Florida State football on it. It's so faded.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
What does he coach?
Right now, he doesn't coach anything. He's just strictly recruiting coordinator.
What did he coach?
Wide receivers.
Okay. You want to get into the draft when we come back?
Sure.
NBA or NFL? Or you want to make them work together?
Why not both?
Let's do that. That sounds like fun.
Now I'm a telephone teller. I'm a teller everywhere I go.
1010XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
NBA draft last night. We were on air, so we won't revisit everything that happened. But I don't know, the whole thing's kind of interesting, man. Can I make this like a semi-hate o'clock? Can I tell you what I'm starting to hate on a little bit? It's like, it's getting exhausting hearing people talk about, like, all the things wrong with professional sports. Like, somebody today. Let me see. I screenshotted it. And you may agree with this. I'm just going to tell you my. Dominique Foxworth says, I hate the concept of a draft. Your reward for being one of the best in the world at something shouldn't be being told where you have to live and work. Dude, come on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
and I couldn't understand. I kind of got the take, and it was a different, but like, why would you choose anywhere other than New York, LA, Miami, you know, a big city?
I mean, you have that choice. You can not go.
No, I got that. That's what people said. It's just like, I was just trying to really wrap my mind around what the person was actually, like the point that they were trying to make.
I don't know that he was trying to make one. I think it's just become the cool thing is, how can I find a way to complain about the sports world? And let me try to throw a tweet out there that's going to get some traction. You know what I mean? It's like, let me dig deep and find, kind of like what we saw with Steve Smith Sr. on Josh Rosen.
Right.
It's like, guys, just roll with it. Like, you know, I get tired of hearing about how many the millions these guys make, but it's a fact. But at some point you do go, hey, it's not like they drafted him, New Orleans is going to draft him and employ him at $4.25.
Yeah, it's the reverse. Like, so what aggravates me is when, you know, people who make, and this isn't a knock, and is when people try to look at multi-million dollar problems from the $50,000 level. Like, it's not a problem, like you can fantasize, but like you really don't understand the issues that go with that. And it's not your fault, it's just you can't fathom. Like, and a lot of the like, from mainly hanging out with a lot of these guys, and like, and we've been told, now if you buy 10 cars a year, like, that's stupid. Like, you're gonna go bankrupt. But like, when you make as much money as they make and they're paying it, like, you're not really gonna go bankrupt buying a $75,000 car when you make $3 million a week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how you're gonna go. How most of these guys go broke isn't those purchases. It's the purchases of, like, trying to do legitimate things. That's how most of them actually really do go broke, and trying to take care of everybody. But this guy is kind of doing the reverse. And his thing was like, if you're really good at your job, you can get paid anywhere. That was like when I was going back and looking through the thread. And I'm like, well, yes, that's true. But this isn't new to sports. Like, when you signed up.
Right.
You kinda, like, when you started playing, like, maybe not so much my son right now because he's 5, he can't really look. But, like, when you're in, like, the prep, at least at the prep level, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're working and you want to go to your favorite college, you're working to get selected. Like, you understand the whole process of it.
Right.
And that's part of it that kind of still makes it a game, even though I always
argue with people. It's supposed to be a cool night, right?
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. I've worked for Zion, it would be maybe six to seven years strategically,
right,
to get to this point where somebody's going to change my life. Now, there are people who are really good that can say, nah, I'm not going there. You can draft me if you want to. I won't show up. And that's kind of how you can manipulate it. But for the most part, most people are like, all right, I've worked hard. This is where I get.
This is my payoff.
And this is my payoff. I don't know how long it will be. I'll ride this contract out. And I'll worry about playing where I want. I'll perform to a level and worry about going where I want to go next.
Or I've got enough money that I'm going to buy something in a really nice place in New Orleans. And then in the offseason, I'm going to live in L.A. Or I'm going to live in Miami. Or I'm going to live in – like, you still can do things that most of us can't do.
Perfect example of all of this is LeBron.
Yep.
LeBron was in Cleveland, but he's lived in L.A. in the offseason for a while. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there – it was just – I think he – I don't know if that guy does sports talk or something for – I mean, maybe he just wanted to have an engaging conversation.
Dominique Foxworth, didn't he used to be a DB?
Is that – that's who it was?
Does that sound right? Like, don't I remember, like, he played for the – if I remember, if it's the same one, I'm looking it up. If it's the same one, he used to play for the Broncos. Let me see. Dominique Foxworth.
Yeah, he was an NFL player.
Yeah, Falcons.
That's right. Falcons and the Ravens, too, even.
He was born in Oxford, United Kingdom.
Okay.
He went to Harvard.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a, I mean, that kind of explains a lot of things with it.
I think your point's the best point, though. It's like, it's not like they just changed this.
Yeah, I mean, like,
not like they, oh crap, wait, I don't.
Now, if you want to argue with me, my problem isn't with you choosing, like somebody choosing you or picking you. My problem is that there's a 14% chance that like 10 teams, like are going to have that number one spot, and it's really like NFL. You work hard. Let's say, even though we had some, you know, you'll have some, not parody, but like some drama that happens. Somebody picks somebody that you didn't really expect them to pick.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're a top 10 guy, like we knew Kyler Murray was going to Arizona for a while.
We thought.
And then Kyler Murray was like, well, maybe if he doesn't go, then or if I don't go here, then this guy gets picked, then the odds of me going to New York at five mm-hmm. are good. So you can pick 3 to 5 places and you can start kind of getting excited, but like, you really have no idea. Zion knew he was going number one. More than likely, he's going number one. It's everybody else that really is kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
I hate it. It's exciting from the fact that they reveal this thing. But like, somebody sent us something on Twitter today, and I've seen a couple people on Twitter talk about this. If the NFL had a draft lottery that unfolded like the NBA draft lottery this year, the Jags would have won the number one overall pick. And Chris asked us, can you open your show with this? I'd love to get James' take on this and yours. I mean, I don't – what fun is – I don't know. It's a gimmick. It's just a gimmick.
But, again, then also they've been doing this for quite some time, and they can change it, but they won't. This is how they keep
– they play 84 games, right?
Yeah, you're really hardly home anyway.
Well, they play. No, what I'm saying is, like, from this draft perspective, you play 84 games. After 40 games, you know if you suck. So you've got 44 games to play. Is it 80? Am I right with 84?
In the NBA, 82.
82, okay. They've got to have something like this. Because you could have guys, like, mailing it in for 50 games. In the NFL, very few teams are out of it in November.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 16 games, only 17 games. In the NBA, they're a little freer with money, too. Like those contracts they hand out, we're 2 months away from hearing somebody sign a $100 million contract that we don't even know who they are. In the NFL, like that game film matters. My point is, it's harder to just mail it in the NFL than it is in the NBA. They've got to have something like this. Or 50 games in, there's going to be a bunch of pissed off, my bad, mad, season ticket holders. Outside of Indy with Suck for Luck, can you name another NFL team in recent history?
Like,
no. Daggum Jags, they went and won a game that cost them, what, three
that
or four spots?
Cost, that in theory people thought would have cost them a
they
Josh Allen.
Who they wanted, yeah. I mean, I think if the Jags pick number one overall, they still pick defense. They don't pick Kyler Murray.
Maybe, no.
You know, maybe they get Bosa or they get Quinnen Williams, but I don't think it makes that big of a difference, I guess, is the overall point. But I don't think you'll see the Jags. They just had a weekend with 600,000 people attending a draft. I don't think you're going to see the NFL switching up anything about their draft anytime soon.
No. And most people like that.
Yeah,
most players like that outside of a few. Like I said, like the Eli Manning situation. So it was Eli Manning. And then before that, it was John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
It really hasn't been anybody else who's just been that upset about where they're going to get selected in Atlanta.
There's been guys that didn't like where they got selected and held out before the slotting system. And it ended up getting more money. Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I don't think Zion does anything like that. I think Zion goes and plays in New Orleans. I mean,
and then right now the drama that comes with the NBA isn't necessarily with the young players. It's with what do people do with the pick. And what do they do with the veterans that are on their team? Like, really, Zion's not the issue with New Orleans.
Right.
Anthony Davis is the issue with New Orleans.
Right. Right.
And, like, what do, and what do they do? Like, do you, does he leave? Does he go somewhere? Do these guys form, form a mega team in New York? Which I can't blame them, because if you go up to New York and you have that kind of star power and they win, I mean, that's where you want to be. I mean, New York will be popping.
Yeah, I guess. The NBA is so weird. I like the NBA, but
I don't follow it enough to be able to, like, speak overly intelligent on it.
I just know this. Like, all of a sudden, New Orleans could go from bad to an odds-on favorite. We said it last night. They went from 300-1 to 25-1 with one draft pick. That's crazy. Now, they're going on the assumption that they've got a better chance of keeping Anthony Davis now. But you go from 301-1 to 25-1? With one draft pick? And why do people not like I hear a bunch of people today talking about, I don't even think Zion's going to be that good. Where did that start? When did that come about?
It's always been around.
Why? What's the reasoning?
He's extremely athletic, explosive, doesn't have a consistent jumper, and he's going up against, in the NBA, you'll have a bunch of guys who are more physical than he's had to deal with on the prep level or in a college level.
So do you not think he's going to be as good as everybody thinks?
I think he's going to be good. I just think he'll be different. And his height comes into factor. He plays – like, you compared him to LeBron, and that's not the right – I don't think that's the right comparison. The right comparison would be more to Shaq. But he's shorter than Shaq. He's by 4 inches.
Why is his comparison to Shaq?
Because Shaq was just moving people when he played, when he was at his peak.
Even when Shaq played, they had true positional basketball.
Right. But, I mean, he's also He's also, you know, again, it's more so just the power in which he moves people.
He's 6'7", 285. What is LeBron?
Look, they say he's 285. LeBron right now is like in the 250s. But when he came out, he was like 265.
LeBron was?
Yeah.
LeBron right now is 6'8", 250.
Yeah.
Got about 30 pounds on LeBron.
LeBron's 34. You see, Emmitt Smith is 50 today.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I'm gonna read the Duval Ford text line. Y'all actually like when we're talking NBA, huh? Wow.
I know. I love it.
I mean, we don't really know what we're talking about, but I mean, if y'all like it, we can fake it for a minute. About it, though. Did you hear what Tiger said about John Daly and the cart?
Mm.
It's classic. I love it. It's absolutely classic. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
We'll get back to football in just a little bit. Thin and B Med Spa. Make sure you get to Thin and B Med Spa. If you don't, you're going to be riding around on a golf cart at a major when you should be walking. If something's bothering you, go see Dr. Capasso at thinmdmedspa.com. If you need to lose a little weight, that's where you need to go. Teeth whitened, laser hair removal. Just so much that he does. If you're a baller, make sure you get that VIP program, an executive program. He becomes basically your personal doctor. You give him a shout, and he responds right away. Sets all your markers, understands what's going on. If you're having trouble with something with your health, he can identify that, and he can help you get feeling better right away. He's done it with both James and I. He can do it with you as well. He's done it with a lot of you already. But make sure you go check him out at thinmdmedspa.com. Make sure you tell him the Sports Den sent you. At the very least, go get you some Mitoblast. Tiger Woods was asked about John Daly using a golf cart at this week's PGA Championship. You have the sound, Matt? Go ahead.
As far as JD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
Short and to the point.
I mean, he's got a point. He won a major with a broken leg. Like, limped around the golf course with a broken leg. And one, and he's got to sit here and watch John Daly riding a golf cart. And then John Daly today He busts out with, it's actually harder in a golf cart. Don't ask me. If you and I are going to play a recreational round of golf and we have to pick between walking or a golf cart, which one are we picking?
I'm going to go to the golf cart.
I'm not playing if I have to walk. Literally, if that got there and they said, you know what? I'll put it this way. On a golf course, when it's rained a lot, they have a cart path only rule where you can't come off the cart path. So you have to get even with your ball and then walk. I don't play then. I won't even play then. Like, I need my cart to go to my ball. I'm a fair weather golfer. If it's too hot, I don't play. If it's too cold, I don't play. If it's somewhere between 65 and 80, I'll play. If it's too windy, I don't play. If there's even a chance of rain, I ain't going out there. So John Daly trying to sell me on the fact that this is a disadvantage, is what he said, having to ride in a golf cart. I don't know. Why is he even playing? He has zero chance of winning the tournament.
Does he get a check showing up?
If he makes the cut. They don't get paid appearance fees in the U.S. They do overseas.
Uh-huh.
They asked how his game is. He says, it's so-so. I mean, the guy's this is awesome. It talks about in this article, and it's on ESPN.com, that today he's walking to his golf cart griping about using a golf cart as he's smoking a cigarette. It'd be awesome if your boy Alfie Barnerat just hopped in.
That's whose name I was trying to remember.
And it's got this picture of him riding the golf cart, and he's like, you can tell he's slow rolling it so that he can talk to the golfer that's walking. And here's the other thing. His caddy still has to walk.
That sucks.
It's like if you've got two golfers and two caddies, Daly is literally the only one in the golf cart. The other golfer, his caddy, and Daly's caddy all has to walk the course. They should at least let the caddy hop in, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's over there driving to the ball, and he's telling, hey, hurry up.
Why don't they just let everybody use golf carts?
Because it'll be a disadvantage.
According to John?
Mm-hmm.
He did say the greens are perfect. That's good to know. You going to watch this one at all?
Probably not. Maybe not till Sunday.
It's a cool course, actually. Bethpage Black. It's a really cool course. It'll be a fun one to watch. You'll be dialed in if Tiger's in contention?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the whole only playing the majors thing. It's his choice, but the greedy part of me, like, Tiger, I want to watch you on just a random Sunday. I don't want to just watch you five times a year.
Take the Olympic track and field approach.
What's that?
Like, the big-time guys don't run every meet. They run the big ones, and they give themselves a chance to rest up and get prepared for the next one.
This ain't track.
No, I'm just saying, but it's an individual sport, I guess. Not I guess. Like, you know, he's a physical player and it takes a toll on his body. He's getting older.
I don't know. I understand why he's doing. I just.
If it makes him perform really at a high level like he's been doing, then I'm okay for it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. If he can only play, I guess he would play the players, the four majors, and then the tour championship like at the end. So if he can only play 7 weeks, but that extends his career another 10 years, as opposed to playing 15 events, only being able to play for 2 more years. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Kareem Hunt spoke today.
Okay.
You know, he's with the Browns now. Says he made a mistake. And he says, I know I am not going to mess this up again. He's only 23.
Yeah, I mean, he was still in his rookie contract. His is very avoidable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he was with a, again, not excusing anything. It's not like it was his girlfriend or somebody that, his baby mom or anything like that. Just don't have people at your hotel room. Just walk away.
Yeah, his is, it's an unfortunate thing. He's, I'm reading this about it. It says, I'm not an angry person. I felt like I needed to make better decisions. He said he has a really hard time watching the video. But he is attending anger management counseling. I'm going to assume like part of the program of anger management counseling is admitting you have an anger problem. Is it kind of like?
Yeah, that's it. Like, then you want to figure out where it stems from.
But so should you say, I'm attending anger management counseling. I am not an angry person, though.
No, it could be just like you're saying, that's not who I am, but, you know, I got to get through it. I mean, everybody says that. Like, when something bad happens, that's not who I am. That's one of the first things that everybody says. That might be part of the counseling, too. Like, that's not who I really am, and I need to, like, make sure I don't put myself in that position again.
Well, and he's been, and this is what I like, he's outside of the media. He's been reaching out to local high schools wanting to come speak. Like, he's reaching out to them. And he says, I didn't really have anyone come talk to me when I was in high school. I've just been telling them, you guys have to make smart decisions. I've made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. You have to learn from your mistakes, not make the same mistakes. Think before you act. When your emotions get high, don't act off your emotions. I mean, that's cool. That's cool. Like, I mean, that he's doing that on his own is awesome. This Cleveland Browns thing is going to be interesting to watch, though.
It's a lot of personalities.
A lot of expectations. For a lot of personalities that outside of Odell, have they really won anything? Odell hasn't really won anything.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole Cleveland roster, but you just go with their stars.
Landry hasn't won anything. Odell hasn't won anything. Kareem was a part of one of the most exciting offenses. But even in his rookie year, he really got hot and then he cooled down. Baker in college would be considered a winner.
I think a lot of them in college would be considered.
Well, Baker, none of them got to the level that Baker got.
Yeah, what'd they get? Final Four, right?
Yeah.
To the semis,
and he did everything he was supposed to do to win. They just couldn't
stop. Yeah,
couldn't stop Georgia. Defensively, no. I mean, they don't really have anybody who's really done. They have a ton of talent, but nobody who's ever put it all. Not one person who's really put it all together. Their problem is they're really, really young. Especially at the super, like, who is the veteran presence there? That the mature veteran present.
If you had to put money on it right now, would you say they're playoffs?
Yeah. They should. They have the talent, too.
I'm looking at their roster right now. You're talking Nick Chubb, Duke Johnson, the backfield, Baker Mayfield, David Njoku, Odell Beckham, Antonio Callaway, Jarvis Landry, Jalen Strong, Rashard Higgins. They got options, bro. They definitely got options. I don't know enough. I mean, Greg Robinson, he's a good player, I think. I don't know enough about offensive line play. I'm not going to hear a lot of y'all. And then defensively, how about defensive ends of Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon?
Again, talent. I guess Olivier Vernon would be the veteran.
Denzel Ward, Sheldon Richardson. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent. I forgot they drafted Mac Wilson. He didn't go to the fifth round. Yeah, so you think they will make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Let me pull their schedule up. I mean, their division, there's not anybody in their division that's really scary, is there? Is Baltimore, Cincinnati, and what, Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Pittsburgh's there. Older. Cincinnati's not. Baltimore, no.
Cincinnati's going to be terrible, right? I guess they're still rocking with the Red Rocket?
Yeah.
Let's see. Cleveland, Browns, 2019 schedule. I feel like the Cleveland Browns are getting more hype than the Jags last year. And the Jags, 2 years ago, went to the AFC Championship. Cleveland didn't even make the playoffs. It's just kind of a weird thing. It's still Cleveland. So they go Titans, Jets. Their first quarter is Titans, Jets, Rams, Ravens. 3-1?
Yeah.
2-2? Not knowing what the Titans have? That'll be interesting. How's that not a primetime game? Week one. How do you have the Browns playing at 1 o'clock with everything they've done in the offseason? Well, I guess the answer is because their next two games are primetime games. 1, 2, 3. Three of their first five are 8 o'clock kickoffs. Then the next quarter are this is a primetime game, Browns and 49ers? The Niners, the Seahawks, the Patriots, and the Broncos. 2-2. The next quarter is the Bills, the Steelers, the Dolphins, and the Steelers again. Another primetime game, the Steelers. And then the last one is the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Ravens, and the Bengals. Shoot, man, they may go 13-3. 12-4. That's an awful schedule. That's got to be the easiest schedule in the league right there, James.
I mean, when you suck, it kind of gives you.
When you suck and your division sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got six games inside their division that they'll probably be favored in five of them, I would think. The Steelers will probably be favored at home against them. If you look at their schedule, they'll be favored in every game with the exception of the Rams, the Patriots, at the Steelers, and that's probably it. So they'll probably be favored in 12 of their games. Like if you were to look at the futures on this. What happens if we do the same thing with the Jags? Like let's go to their schedule. Let's see how many games you think they'll be favored in. Like if we were to look right now. Jacksonville, Jaguars, 2019 schedule. What you looking at over there?
No, I'm trying to Google.
Trying? Unsuccessfully?
Yeah.
Will not be favored against the Chiefs. Will not be favored against the Texans. Will they be favored against the Titans at home? Primetime?
It should be.
So there's one. They won't be favored against the Broncos at the Broncos. Won't be favored at the Panthers. Won't be favored with the Saints. They'll be favored against the Bengals. There's two. They'll be favored against the Jets. There's three. We're going to say they're favored against the Texans at home?
I don't – at home? What date?
Oh, that's in London. Never mind.
It will be favored, though.
You think?
Hmm?
So that's four. Won't be favored at the Colts. Won't be favored at the Titans. They'll be favored at home against the Bucks. That's five. Won't be favored against the Chargers. At this point, will they be favored against the Raiders in the last ever Raiders home game? I'm going to say no. So you're at five. Won't be favored against the Falcons. Depending on how it goes, you can make an argument they'll be favored against the Colts at home the last game, depending on what's at stake. So there's possibly six games when you're looking at the schedule right now that the Jags could be favored in. I still think they go 9-7. I still think they're going to be better than what most people think. But they're probably only favored in six. Like that Broncos game, Flacco scare you?
No.
For being real, does Cam scare you anymore? We went through his stats last 3 years, a couple shows ago. Flipping terrible. Let's see. Why do I have the feeling that the Titans are going to just stink it up this year? Why do I have the feeling that it's like there's going to be a quarterback trunk controversy? Somebody wrote that a couple weeks ago about, I guess they've got Tannehill now.
Mm-hmm.
But they think Tannehill will be the starter by week 5 or 6. I actually tend to agree with that. I think Marcus Mariota is
trash.
One small notch above Blake Bortles.
Wow.
One very small notch. Like if they were both on the same team making the exact same salary, who would you start?
Blake. I don't know, man. It's tough to give Blake.
Well, that's kind of proves my point. Like, that's how close they are, though. When you look at the quarterbacks the Jags are facing. They start off, I mean, by name value alone. Their first six games, they go Mahomes, Watson, Mariota, Flacco, Cam, Drew Brees. They get a break in that the next two, though. They have the Bengals and the Jets. So what is that? Dalton and Darnold? There's a name you haven't heard anything. Since, like, the last draft night, since the draft of 2018, have y'all heard Sam Darnold's name?
No.
So stop selling me on this whole thing about if you go to New York and you're the quarterback, you're gonna be famous. Like I mean, can't tell you the last time I heard that guy's name. In fact, the only thing I know about Sam Darnold is that his first pass ever was picked off in the NFL. That's the only thing I know about Sam Darnold's year last year. And I like Sam Darnold, or I did coming out of college. Did he end up okay last year?
I think he was one of the better ones.
Who?
No.
No. 57%, 17 touchdowns, 15 picks, 2,800 yards. Nice QBR, 47.9. Who were some of the other rookies last year? You had Baker, you had him. Trash Josh and Josh Rosen, those are the four first rounders. We saw Trash Josh was worse than Darnold, right?
Yes.
Josh Rosen was. So was Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen was 55%, 11 touchdowns, 14 picks. Let me see. Josh Allen. Come on. Okay, there you go. 52%, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks. So where are we? Oh, no, and Baltimore. What's his name?
Oh, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, yeah.
His stats weren't impressive. He did a lot with his legs.
No, I'm just curious, like, where are we getting this whole thing that it's fine now to draft quarterbacks and play them right away? Like, based on the stats we're seeing, he was 58%, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. Where are we getting this idea? Who's had good rookie seasons? I mean, I know Baker last year. Who before that? Who was the draft class before that? Do y'all remember? Goff? No. Wentz and Goff were a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, this was their third year, right?
So who was the one before? Who was the 2000? What would that have been? 17 draft class.
That was that was Trubisky's year, I'm pretty sure.
Jeez, he sucked as a rookie, didn't he? Well, that was Watson and Trubisky. Yeah.
He did good last year though.
But as a as a rookie.
Now, one thing they did say is this was the headline: Trubisky leads quarterback class lacking talent, lacking elite talent. So you had Trubisky, Deshaun Watson. Well, not really. So the top three didn't do bad last year in their second year. You had Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Now, number four was Nate, and then number five was Deshaun Kizer.
Oh, dear.
Well, those are the top five guys that they had coming in.
Say those again. So it was, Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson, right?
Yes.
In order?
This is who they had top five at the position, and this is before the draft, obviously. This is April 12th, so before the draft. And Nate Peterman and Deshaun Kizer.
I'm saying the same thing. You see who the most underrated quarterback was that they said? Yeah. This was NFL.com?
Yeah, Nate. Boomer Bust.
Patrick Mahomes.
And Sleeper.
Josh Dobbs.
Who got picked up by Pittsburgh.
Who's he with now? Is he still with Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's still there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where maybe the Jags were smarter just to say, all right, let's go get a vet. Because really, all the rookies the last couple of years have stunk. I mean, except for Deshaun.
Yeah.
Well, and Baker.
Mahomes.
Well, Mahomes didn't play as a rookie.
Well, yeah. But
Alex Smith was there. I'm just saying, if you're the Jags and you've got a window, you think you have a window, then recent history tells us you don't.
Go get a vet.
Yeah, you don't want to draft him and play. You have a 8 o'clock?
No.
You don't? Hit us up on the Duval Ford text line with your 8 o'clock because we need a 8 o'clock. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Environmental testing for your home or for your business. Make sure you get rid of the nasty air you've got. Environmental mold and mycotoxin assessments. That's what they do, James.
Nice.
Yes. It says, are you in a high-risk environment for toxic mold? Health effects could be kidney toxicity, immune suppression, autism, neurotoxicity, depression, chronic fatigue, cancer, and birth defects. Make sure you get to Luce Air Quality if you think you've got bad air. And like I said last night, if you think you may, you probably do. Probably need to get it checked out. LuceAirQuality.com, L-U-C-E, Air Quality, or call 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. So no 8 o'clock for you? You loving life today?
I mean, not really. We kind of already talked about it. I guess I can always be just – people are just really – finding people really jealous of people who are really good at their jobs or just athletes in general. From the prep level to the pro level, whatever. But other than that, I mean, we could talk about that every day. I mean, people are really upset about the NCAA and the naming rights thing, even if it gets them NCAA college football.
Whose people?
Twitter was talking about that a lot, too.
But they don't like that the guys can make money off their names?
Yeah, because it always goes back to, well, that's what they're, you know, people think that by paying a college athlete, they'll all of a sudden just not really want to play anymore. It won't be for the love of the game. Like, you know, they're like, then it'll become a job. Like, I'm like, what do you think it is now? I mean, I kind of understand what they're saying, but
I think people don't really like change.
That's true.
I used to be completely against the completely against paying players. I'm still against, like, literally giving them a paycheck.
I can see that.
But I'm okay with this if they can do it the right way, like we talked about last night. But I think, like, for me, it's just I really don't like change. I do like the idea in my head of because we see it all the time of guys growing up wanting to go just play college football. And it's not – it's like they have their dream school, then they get so excited when they get that first offer. And it's like in my head I don't want to see that extra layer of, well, this college can pay me this or I can make this here or I can't make – you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like innocence is probably the wrong word, but it's the only one I can think of. It's like you've been around these guys. That first offer is so cool.
It is.
So exciting. And then another one gets stacked up, another one gets – but it's still a cool thing, and you don't – it's kind of nice in the world we live in where it's not about the money right now. So, I mean, I can see where somebody would want to resist that, but I think there's also people just being kind of stubborn.
It doesn't affect you. Like, I try not to count other people's money.
Well, a lot of the things that everybody gets mad about don't affect them.
True.
You know?
Very
I
true.
Mean, if we only got mad about things that affected us, we'd very rarely be mad.
I mean, I'm just happy that they do that. They figured out a way to bring a video game back that everybody who loves college football likes.
Right, I agree with that. I want my kid to be able to play NCAA college football. I don't know if I'd ever get him off the couch.
I mean, I lost when the game first came out, like that first month. I mean, I would be playing up to like 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
You would now? Or are you talking about when it was?
Like when it first, I mean, it's been a while, so. But like when it was out, I mean, I would be sitting there. And really, you know what I didn't play? I played the game. I liked all the other stuff more. The recruiting and
I don't think I ever really did that.
Yeah, man, I'd be like, I wouldn't even really play until I'm like, because I like to get the sorry teams and build them up.
You know what was fun is playing with like the old Nebraska and Oklahoma teams where you ran the option?
Yeah, that's part of the reason why we lost the game. It wasn't really the current guys.
Oh, it was the
– it was like, for example, if you play with the 2000 – and I actually saw it. Like, you play with the 2000 Florida State Seminoles, like the all-decade team, and you see 36 with a visor, the pacifier mouthpiece, wristbands, and speed TDs. Like, dude, I know who that is. Like, yeah, I'm not getting a check.
Did you want a check originally, or did you want a check when somebody told you you should be getting a check?
Oh, I wanted to get paid when I was in college, but like when it really did, I like playing the game. So, I mean, it didn't really affect me that much, but like when the opportunity came to get the money, I was like, all right, yeah, sure, give it to me.
But you never played the game thinking, man, this makes me mad.
Nah, not overly. I played the game trying to, when I got pissed was when my rating was low. And people were like,
put the game down and go work out.
And that's what I was sitting there thinking. Like, the only time I was – and I wasn't really – because I was still pretty good. My sophomore year, I was rated, like, 65 or 66. And then all of a sudden, that next year, I was rated, like, 93. And there was really no change between how I played my sophomore year, like, to give me that high of a ranking.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good junior year. So I'm thinking, like, I know I'm going to be, like, 96, 97. Then I was like 90 or 89 or 90. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. How did I go down?
What,
you mean you didn't boost your ratings?
No, I didn't. I wanted to be somewhat, not real, but like unbiased. Like I didn't go in and make myself 6'4". I didn't increase my speed to like
You never 99. Increased your speed at all?
No. Nah, I mean, I wasn't a speed. I was like mid-70s.
And I would have maxed myself out to a 99.
Country would have been like a 7 foot, 4'3", 40.
Now, when I was in high school, I would create a prospect.
Yeah.
And say it was James Coleman. But like when you're already on there, it's kind of like an honor. I still have the last one somewhere in my storage that I was on, but I can't play it now because there's so many platforms away.
5'4"-8" seems like the kind of guy who just can't let stuff go. I mean, the dude calls in every night or texts in every night about Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Dances around this Telvin thing. Like, he texts in and says, my 8 o'clock is how mental illnesses act as body armor to personal choices made.
I've never seen that happen. Like, you still have to, if you have a mortgage, you still got to pay it. You still have to deal with life. It's just an understanding of why you're in the place that you're in. Like, nothing changes. Nothing stops.
Yeah. I'm not even.
It's ironic that it gets brought up with it being Mental Illness Awareness Month, too.
I got blamed for it today.
You got blamed for Mental Illness Awareness Month?
No, for Telvin.
What?
No, it was clearly a joke. It was clearly a joke. Our boss came in, and this is the time of year when you get a chance to see guys that you haven't seen in a while. And we're going in, we're handling business stuff at Boost Sports Performance, and what's up with you Florida State guys? And I was just like, it was funny. I was like, man, I didn't do it. I want them to play too.
Did you see he posted a picture yesterday at some seafood place?
Yeah, one of the fish camps.
He's always been small, right?
He's a lot smaller.
Doesn't he look like it?
Yeah. No, he is smaller.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't been working, but he's always been one of those guys that probably had a hard time keeping weight on.
Yeah, I thought so too. Your analogy made a lot more sense after I saw that picture. Gino.
Yeah.
A lot, actually. They kind of look alike a little bit.
Not far from each other. Austin, Madison.
That's where Gino's from, Madison?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 699 says, why not pay them after they're done playing at the school?
I heard a guy we know, Byron, about 3-4 years ago, brought up a really good strategy. Like, if you're going to pay them, you don't get it while you're playing. I personally think after you pass, if you come back for your junior year, you should be able to receive some of it. But, you know, have it tiered, and it goes into a trust that you get upon graduation. So, like, $10,000 for your freshman year, you know, maybe $20,000 sophomore, so on and so on, to where when you're done, now you have something that they can, even if it's paid over the course of 5 to 10 years.
Well, what's the point in that? What's the fear?
It's just to set you up for when you're done with college.
No, I know, but I'm asking 699. What's the fear in paying them while they're at school? Like, I think get NFL contracts out of your head when we're talking about paying these players.
Everybody will get paid. I don't understand why people can't. There's so many models that show everybody gets paid the same. There's the minor league model. There's the arena model.
No, I'm just talking. You're not talking about even $100,000. Yeah. You're not even talking about $50,000.
Right. But I think when we realize that, when you look at what they're already getting now, yep. If you add another 25 on top of that, they're based upon the college lifestyle and what they do, they shouldn't complain about it. They should be very comfortable with that.
I think most would.
And it's not about making them rich.
You know what, though? I think people do have this sensitivity, and now that I'm saying it, I do too a little bit. Is if you start off on that model, is if you start off and you say, we're going to pay these guys $20,000. You know what we're going to be having the conversation of 10 years from now? Man, you're not paying them enough.
They don't. I mean, I guess the reason why is when you keep seeing, if you keep seeing these multi-billion dollar deals with the networks, maybe. But, like, we legit don't talk about the G League. We legit don't talk about the minors. We legit don't talk about, and then, like, the minor league baseball, there's the mama clause. There's schools that actually will pay, not schools. Franchises that will actually pay for you to go to college while you're getting paid in the minor leagues, or they'll give you a bonus. So what I'm saying is, it's literally already happened. It's happening all around us.
None of those things are as all-consuming as college football.
That's us. That shouldn't have to deal with the business side of it, but I understand the consuming part. Or let them work. Like, really, legitimately, here's the thing. Legitimately abide by the 20-hour rule. Like, they're legitimately only – you only
you're
let them have 20
classroom
hours.
And all.
Well, no. They still have to do their class.
No,
stuff.
I mean, like meetings and
– 20, like, because the meetings are – but, again, if they're – if you,
that's not happening.
People always say, well, regular college students have to go to school and work. Cool. Give them the opportunity to go have a job.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And because it's not happening, this is where this is where it becomes. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, the only problem I really, really have – where I see it becoming a real issue is because most of us don't really know what to do with our know how to handle our taxes. Like, you're gonna have to legitimately have to.
I mean, look, it is what it is. I mean,
No, I'm saying like if you get even if
that's
you're
their problem, not ours.
Again, I got you. I'm just saying now you have a. I personally think it creates a whole new set of jobs.
You know what?
It could most do university.
And you probably have already thought of this, but it just popped in my head. You go in there, you get a set amount. You get a misdemeanor, it gets cut. You get a felony, it gets cut.
Fair enough.
By a percentage. You know, it's like at that point, then there's more to it than just sitting out against Charleston Southern.
I'm not opposed to.
Bless you.
I'm not even opposed to like what 699 said, paying them afterwards. Or let's make that diploma really mean something. Like again, my problem with
you're
it is
do that for everybody though. It don't mean anything for anybody anymore.
But it's really not. Again, like people.
Doctors.
It's really not. Like FSU legit has less than 500 student athletes. There is a way you can create.
No, what
something.
I'm saying is like, I mean,
I'm not saying give them a doctor like a 105.
I'm saying that's a college problem in general.
Yes, that's. But like, what I'm saying is, if it's about the degree and you like, I think they should do this anyway. Like Penn State does it, other schools do. Like when you go to Penn State and you go through their athletic offices and you go through a lot of their stuff, you know, it's full of guys who were former Penn State grads.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Like I'm saying, like give them, make sure. Like I'm not saying you have to take the job. But just like if you can have a job, you got if you do if you're qualified, like don't just give them a job.
I understand that. Yeah, I don't see and where you and I don't have a problem from the players not making money and then looking up and seeing these $50 million facilities, $100 million facilities, and coaches making $8 million. I have a problem seeing those facilities and coaches making that money when tuition costs are going through the roof. That's my bigger
issue. And
to
me, that's a bigger overall issue. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember Smith Hall and Sally and Kellum at Florida. These were, like, some of the first dorms at FSU. Like, I know – well, they've knocked them down now, but I know they've been paid for quite some time. And you're charging premium for people to stay in these rat holes.
Yeah.
They have no upgrades. Like, it's the – how it, like, when people were like, well, they get their education paid for, I was like, well, my Pell Grant covered my tuition and books. It's the housing and the food is what really gets you in college.
I mean, a lot of these guys they still fill out FAFSA forms.
Mm-hmm.
They still get Bright Futures.
They just changed the Bright Futures thing, which makes it like before you if you were smart you didn't get paid. Like you lost your Bright Future money. They couldn't do anything about your Pell Grant. But like if you were good enough to get Bright Futures,
redirected to the college.
Like this college, well, I mean, but I'm saying like if I had a 3.5 GPA,
yeah,
and I can, and I, as a student, I'm eligible for Bright. I can get that now. That's money in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
When
no,
I played,
anymore.
You couldn't get that.
You can't do that now. It's still redirected to the college.
I thought they gave it to you now.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the state pays it straight to the college.
No, what I'm saying is, and I know we got to go. All a college scholarship is is the maximum grant and aid that the school can pay you.
Right.
You already are maxed out with your scholarship. Pell Grant being a federal grant, if you're eligible for it, you get that
you
on
get
top
that,
of it.
Right.
With Bright Futures, if you're eligible for Bright Futures, just like your Pell Grant, you get that now. You could not get that when I played at all.
Was that like recent?
That's as recent as 3 to 5.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. All right. We got to take a break. We're running a little bit behind. We'll be right back.
1010XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You know how, like, on Facebook, it kind of tells you what you need to look at, like, ad-wise?
Yeah.
Why have I been getting a ton of ads for, like, hair products? Like, to add hair. Is it getting that bad?
Man, maybe they've seen you take your hat off.
Like, do you think they look at, like, your pictures you post?
Yeah, they start seeing the receding.
Like, I think I took a picture of the day, Mother's Day, maybe without a hat on. Yeah. 207 on the Duval Ford text line says he's got a problem with paying college players. If you're good, then you get paid great money. If not, get into the real world. Professional athlete, they'll make a six-figure salary, study hard, play hard, then get paid. If not, too bad. No way college athletes should get paid.
Well,
okay.
Okay. Not everyone gets millions. when they make it, but I mean, it's not bad money. But wouldn't the reason in Canada pay them is because not everyone makes it?
I think he's saying they are going, they're playing for the opportunity to make millions. It's kind of like a, kind of like an interview, if you will. If you're good enough, then
so
you
what
move
we're
on.
Saying is, so it's not, they're not student athletes.
I'm just curious.
I'm just trying to fix. So like, so you go to, so we're willing to admit that they're going to college for the, it's a feeder system. It's for the opportunity to go make millions.
But isn't that why everybody goes to college? Doesn't everybody go to college so that they can make money after college?
Yeah, or during. I mean, I know a lot of people who get paid to go to school when they're really smart.
But you know what I mean? Like if you're the vast majority of people go to college for after college.
It's not the vast majority. So, like, if we look at it just like what colleges already do, again, there's five, just to use FSU as an example, there's what, 50,000 students of that 500 are exceptional at what they do. There's probably maybe a little bit smaller in the math department. And really, if you segment that, you know, 85 are for football like this. But if you're really, really good at math, FSU will pay you to go to school. All schools will pay you to go to that school. And you, on top of that, you get an opportunity to go work. That's why I just suggest, like, hey, let's just 20-hour rule. It's already in effect. Just let them only do their 20 hours. It'd be a terrible product on the field.
Awful.
But, I mean, I'm all for it. And then let them go work. Like regular college students.
People be booing the crap out of them.
And
then
they'll be like, why don't they – we need them to go spend more time. Why are they working like regular students? Because we didn't want to pay them. And people said they wanted to get paid. So, like, they wanted a regular college experience.
We have a giveaway.
Really?
Yeah. What is this? What is it? Country? Is it? Is this the Frangie's thing?
Yes, it is. It's
the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, it's the family four-pack to the third annual First Pitch Benefiting Walk-Off Charities. Featuring a celebrity home run derby contest, and I guess a net semi-celebrity, on May 24th at 5:30.
Wow. He said, no, I'm guessing that's semi-celebrity. Who's in it? Are we in it?
Talk to Frank. Huh. I don't have a list of that, unfortunately.
But we're giving away the tickets.
We are giving away a family four-pack, yeah.
Is there a website?
I'm pretty sure if you... I think there is. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I mean, if you Google walk off charities, it's probably going to be.
I just want to know who's in it before I give these away. I may want them.
I mean, maybe they haven't released the list yet.
Technically, we're not employees of 1010XL are not eligible to win prizes.
Am I at 1010 listening to this? I can just walk in there and take them. Everybody's in bed by now at 1010. I do want one of these hats. The hats are amazing. Can I at least get a hat, Frangie? Do want that. I'm looking at past. Let's see, who is this? I see Hicken. I see Loggeman. This is like past. I think Brunell's done it before. Can you hit a baseball?
No.
No?
Not well.
So this wouldn't be up your alley?
No. I can emcee it. I'll hang out if I'm invited.
So should I go ahead and tell them caller three? Go ahead and
sure.
Call in now.
641-1010, caller three. If you want to, what is it, a four-pack?
Yes, family four-pack.
Family four-pack of tickets to the Walk-Off Charities Home Run Derby. Is it at?
At the baseball
grounds. At the baseball grounds.
At the Scrimps.
At the Scrimpies. Probably should have done this earlier in the show. That probably would have been wise. But you know
call.
What? Just call. If you want them, call. 641-1010. There you go. Back to this college thing. There's literally nobody calling.
There's
is anybody
like a
listening?
Second delay though too.
Oh, you talking about?
Oh,
today.
There we go.
You talking
okay,
about today?
Now, I was about to say.
You talking about today in general?
like,
literally, we've had some calls.
Yeah. Well, we had a call earlier with. I forgot about the delay. My bad. Now it's ringing. Y'all are starting to make me wonder. I'm like, am I just sitting here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, am I just sitting here just like talking randomly? I don't even remember which caller we said. You decide. Now it won't stop ringing. My bad. I said that. I'm sitting there looking at the phone lines. I'm like, hold on. Nobody's calling.
I love
it. Is anybody listening? And I forgot all about the delay.
Like, most of the time when you win something, you want, like, enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations, man. You won the tickets. Yay. Dented XL. You won a ticket. Yes, you won the tickets. What is your name? Who are you?
Tickets are gone. Y'all can stop calling now. There you go. We'll see. We'll see if we can give away another pair.
We'll do it right tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll do it earlier in the show. That's my bad. I kind of forgot. It is funny, though, how this is such a hot topic, this pay in college football. And here's why I'm saying it's funny is, do you think that if the average fan who says they don't want college athletes to get paid, and I'm not getting on you because, like I said, it wasn't long ago that I was right there with you. Do you think if they saw the extra work these guys put in, and either one, they actually went to these schools and saw the facilities and the support staff and everything that goes into this, do you think they'd feel the same way?
No.
You think they would think they could get paid? Like, if somebody really, truly started looking at the year-round sacrifice that it is, you still think they would say their education
is? Because I personally believe that most people think that this is something you can roll out of bed and do.
So, but that's what I'm asking.
No, I'm saying, like, I think that they believe that athletes just wake up and go out and play. And, like, no matter – but they know all of this stuff. It's documented. You read it. We talk about it. Like, they see the NFL Combine, and they see Bomberito. They see the places where people train. They see all this. None of this is hidden. They're, like, for example, in order for Miami to build their IPF, they had to market to their fans to raise money. In order for FSU's doing a $200-plus million renovation project to raise money so the boosters and fans know that there's money going into it. And it ain't affecting the university or increasing tuition prices. They're just giving money to that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking about today, because today was the last day at Boost for the guys who are going to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
To the CFL. And they've been in there grinding for months, right? I mean, what, since January?
Maybe even earlier than that. But, yeah, at least since January.
January, yeah. And I was thinking about Shad, because Shad would leave y'all's facility and come catch. And run routes and all that kind of stuff. And then he was talking about, you know, I'm leaving Thursday, all that kind of stuff, going up to Hamilton. And he was telling me about he's probably going to be right back. It's probably going to be a strike.
Oh, because, yeah, they're
CBA.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was there thinking, man, this man has put in so many hours for what he's about to go get paid at in Canada, which ain't nowhere near what they're getting paid here. And in my mind, I'm thinking about it, is that even worth it?
Or the guys who played in the AAF. How much work did they put in, and how hard? I get it when people say, like, you know, they say that's life. But the ironic thing is, and it's not any of our callers. I'm sure all of our callers, you know, mean it all. But if you on social media, people complain about life all the time in their situation. But it's the same concept. Like, the first thing I learned in sports management was sports is a microcosm of society. So, I mean, but, you know, you work hard. Sometimes you do make it. Sometimes you don't. I get that part. But I also believe in everybody should participate in capitalism. And if you can get paid for your skill set and there's a way to do it, you should get paid.
What about the fact that there are now for-profit colleges popping up? Will that change anything?
I mean, the name, all it changes is when you write them a check, how good of a write-off you get. Just because it says not-for-profit doesn't mean people
I understand
are,
that.
I'm saying, like, I'm a firm. Like, not-for-profit doesn't mean anything besides you get funny letters. And you can get a nice write-off.
Some of that's going away.
And that's going away. So,
because what is it, Kaiser, the starting football?
Yes. I don't think that would change it.
And when I say starting football. Like,
yeah, like, they're playing football.
They're like,
are they NAIA?
I think for a minute, but yeah, they're putting a ton of money into it.
Their facility is in Miami, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is funny because a couple of years ago, there would be guys that are joking, I'm going to ICT Tech, I'm going here, blah, blah, blah. And like Kaiser was one of them, but like you can actually now, Kaiser kind of is a school that you can go play.
I
want to
say, let me look this up. Kaiser University football. There's something that they're that's different about the way they're recruiting. I'll have to look it up. It'll have to be another. Have to be another day. But I want to say one of our guys got recruited by them, and it was like when that was when he was telling us telling me the pitch. It was like, wow, that's kind of awesome. But I don't remember. I'll have to think back to what it was. I'm looking at their schedule now. Yeah, they start this year.
Hmm.
Yeah, NAIA. Yeah, there was Southeastern and all them. For now,
I wonder what like. There are no, there aren't the same rules in NAIA that there are in the NCAA.
Mm-mm.
Why not just pay guys?
Yeah, it's kind of to your point with what you're saying HBCU should do.
Mm-hmm. There's no rules like that.
Yeah. I'm looking at their facilities. Holy cow.
Southeastern's facilities are pretty good.
Southeastern's facilities are amazing. Yeah, really good. Yep, let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Wednesday edition of the Sports Den on the other side.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
No, 548. You can, what is this?
Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now.
This is not Jay-Z.
No, it's not, but I really like this song.
Yeah? Oh, this is the one you always sing on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When it's cold, I just clicked the button.
No, 548, you cannot get Jimmy Buffett for the outro. Absolutely not. 318, that's very nice of you. So, Denny, I've known you for a long time through sports and having several quarterbacks trained by you. This show is by far the best on 1010. Your takes on the Jacks and college sports are always spot on and give me a great alternative to how I think about my teams. Keep up the great work. That's very nice. Thank you. 507 says, JJ, wake up and answer the phone. JJ says, already asleep. He's not here. They got him working the morning show.
He's hanging out with Manny.
You think he and Manny are chilling?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Manny, I didn't realize Tate Martell had come out yesterday and said that Ohio State told him to transfer. I mean.
So much for that speech. You gave that very motivating speech. And they're like, yeah, about that. I'm going to need you to leave.
He says he was told towards the end of the season he would be better off finding another school.
Man, I wonder what Manny's about to tell him.
Oh, man. That does happen, though. I was talking to a college coach today, and I cannot say the name. And I asked him about a kid that they have there, if he's staying. And he's like, because they need the scholarship. And it's a kid that just hasn't panned out, but he's on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like four-string quarterback, something like that. He's like, yeah, he's staying. I'm like, y'all didn't tell him? He's like, oh, we told him. But, I mean, we can't shove him out the door. It's like, we told him, if you stay, we're probably going to switch positions. And he's like, no, I want to play quarterback. I'm like, well, you really aren't going to get on the field? That's okay. I'm like, well, okay. I guess that kind of stinks for y'all because he's only like – I think he's a redshirt sophomore, so if he wants to, he can stay another 3 years.
Mm. They got ways they can get rid of him.
Think they're just being too nice?
I mean
– it's a D1 school.
It's 1 year contracts. I mean
– I thought some of them had to go to 4 year.
I don't know.
I think a couple years ago, like – I want to say that they made the switch maybe in the whole state of Florida. I have to do some research on that. But this coach I was talking to made it sound like they didn't really have an option. They tried. And I saw him. I saw him. I don't know what – it was another staff that had recruited the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that staff knew his dad. I don't know how the dude – like if he came to one of our Friday night sessions, he'd be like the 15th best quarterback there.
Ew.
Yeah. In our high school group. Unfortunate. So Tate Martell got that treatment.
Good for him.
Tate, listen, we need to talk to you. You may want to find another school, son. What do you mean, coach? Just anywhere but here. Just go. Like, literally, just go. You'd be better off finding another school. That's what he said they said. But then he goes on to say, after being there for 2 years and not playing, I couldn't risk it anymore. There's a point where you love your teammates, you love everything about school and the people there, but you have to start thinking about yourself and not doing it because these are my teammates. They all understood and they weren't upset at all. Isn't that kind of admitting that he shouldn't have gotten the waiver?
Too late now.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He literally just said, I left because I was there for 2 years and not playing and I couldn't risk it anymore. That's why I left.
Well, we already knew that.
I know, but I was assuming he went in there and sold a bill of goods to the committee.
Nah, what it is you just need to have an attorney.
The one attorney from Arkansas. Yeah,
if you have an attorney, you're good. Like that one guy, you're good. Just pay him and you can get out.
I wonder what he charges. I'd love to know that. It's got to be some cash.
Pay him if it works out. I'm sure Justin Fields has a note.
Making monthly payments. The minute he misses one, the guy calls the NCAA.
Possibly.
That would actually be amazing if we found that out. We'll never find it out. We're not investigative journalists. Although you are like the breaking news journalist now.
I don't break news. I just inform people. That's what's about to happen.
Well, if people and then don't know
Matt
it.
Baker. This is Matt Baker's job to kind of finally come around and say this is happening.
Who's Matt Baker?
The guy from this guy literally wakes up every morning and looks at the arrest records in Alachua, Leon.
Oh, I saw that. You know, yeah. Though, that you can go through and plug Google. Like, you can plug everybody's name into Google, and anytime.
I know.
He don't have to physically.
I'm just saying,
go.
But my thing is, like, you legitimately start your day off, like, looking through that. So, like.
You don't want to do that?
No, I don't. That's not. I mean, if it happens and I get some information, but, like, I don't want to go and be the guy. Like, because then what happened? Like, what happened with Kalen LeBurn, at FSU? You post something saying, "Oh, he's in trouble," and then, "Oh, never mind, he's no longer in trouble." Like, it just doesn't look the same.
By the way, no, 548 JJ is not off the show for good. No. And then we did not hire Telvin Smith to replace him. That'd be amazing.
I find it funny.
Telvin, do you want to do media?
It's funny to me.
Telvin, actually, this would be a great this would be a great situation for him to come in and instead of Instagram.
Just talk your truth.
Just come chill for an hour. 2 hours. Hell, we'll keep going past midnight if you want to. Or past 11, whatever time. I'm sure we could get a waiver on that. We'll be back tomorrow night. Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios, presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.